Stay faithful to God when trouble comes in, and He will restore. Our God is a good God who gives us new beginning, and something new and fresh is going to come forth in the name of Jesus. In today's message, Self-Deliverance, Pastor preaches and prays for renewal of youth in the congregation. He also explains the three areas of trouble in people's lives and the importance of reading the Word of God, prayer and unity to receive our deliverance.
You can enjoy deliverance in your life. Amen. The Holy Spirit put into my spirit one word, and that was, God is a God who gives us fresh beginnings, new beginnings. It is after a very long time that I'm coming to on a Friday night. I think it is a new beginning for me personally. Praise the Lord, it's a new beginning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Almost a year. Hallelujah. Almost a year since I've been on a Friday. So it's just nice to be here. It is just a massive step of faith to just step back into the pulpit on a Friday evening. Praise the Lord. So I'm excited. I'm happy that I'm here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in the weeks to come, the Holy Spirit will be ministering forth on a powerful way, not only on Sunday mornings, but on Friday nights too. Praise the Lord. We're going to go into a time of new beginnings. Praise the Lord. Fresh beginnings, fresh starts. Hallelujah. Glorious new beginnings. Something new is going to emerge forth in your life. Something fresh is going to happen forth in your life. Something new, something that you've never experienced before is going to come forth in your life. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Don't walk with the burden of failure and defeat and guilt and shame and bad choices and losses in your life. As a matter of fact, the Bible is very clear in Lamentation chapter 3. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies, they never come to an end. They are new every morning. It's a new beginning. And great is the faithfulness of our God. In other words, God does not want you to carry over the hangover of your yesterday into tomorrow. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what you have walked in yesterday, but tomorrow morning is a fresh beginning. And I believe there is fresh beginnings manifesting for the children of God in this house. If you believe that, lift your hands and say, I am going to walk in a season of fresh and new beginnings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, I want to give you a small word. And it is on how to deliver yourself from Satan's power. Or you can give the title of the message, Self-Deliverance. Look at two people and tell them, Self-Deliverance. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2,000 years ago, Jesus destroyed the works of the enemy on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. But some of us are still walking bound. Some of us are still prisoners. Some of us are still walking miserable. And God does not want that. So this simple message will help you to deliver yourself in your living room, in your dining room, in your bedroom, when you are wherever you are alone, hallelujah, in your own prayer room, you can enjoy the deliverance of the Lord, hallelujah, by the mercy of God, you can enjoy personally and walk in the deliverance that God has promised us in His Word. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord told the disciples, go ye forth and preach the good news. Preach repentance in my name. Heal the sick. And cast out the devil. So in the gospel, in the Bible, there is a place for repentance. That means to turn back to God. There is a place for healing. And there is a place for our deliverance. I want you to say that with me. In the gospel, in the Bible, there is a place for me to turn back to God, for me to be healed, and for me to be delivered. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the gospel of Luke chapter 13, verses 10 onwards, you will find there was a woman. She was bent over with the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Can you imagine that? 18 years she's bent over. And Jesus, she didn't ask for a healing, but she just came to church. She just came into the synagogue. Let me tell you, I've seen this across the world. There are divine portals that God opens up, supernatural portals. What does it mean? Places where the angels of God can come and come, the deliverance of God can come, the glory of God can be manifest. There are places on the earth that God has seen as a spiritual portal. The angels of God and in God's presence passes through that place, touching people. And the church of Jesus, whether in Africa, whether in Ranchi, whether in Germany, whether in Australia, whether in India, whether in America, wherever, where the church of Jesus Christ is, it is a spiritual portal. It is a place where the glory of God can be manifested. The angels of God can come through. Your healing can be manifested. The blessing of God can be released over your life. Even tonight, if you believe that, say amen. Hallelujah. The glory of God. This woman just happened to be in the place. A spiritual portal. But she had a problem. She was bent over with a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Can you imagine that? So when she had this problem, Jesus was 12 years old. And he was in the Father's house, in the temple of Jerusalem, ministering forth and rebuking the Pharisees. She was bent over. In other words, she had a demon sitting on her back. A spirit of infirmity. She was bent over. I've seen that it's a demonic power that tries to hold people down. Some people cannot look up. Some people cannot smile. Some people cannot just walk straight. They just bent over. I believe tonight, some of you who are having a demonic problem, you have bent over. Tonight, you're going to enjoy the deliverance of God. God is going to set you free. You're going to walk out of this place glorifying the name of Jesus, enjoying divine deliverance. In other words, I think it is a demon of old age. Bend over. She's coming into the synagogue. Bend over, a demon of old age. There are people who are young, who feel like an old person. It's a demon. There are people who are young, just finished school, who think their life is over because they made a mistake. It's a demon. There are people who have just started their family lives, who think their marriage is finished. It's a demon. There are people who just feel old, tired, as if their best years have gone by. Their life is literally over. Some people have just started their ministry and they think their life is over, the ministry is over. But let me tell you, that demon is going to go out of your lives tonight. In the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, your youth is going to be renewed like that of an eagle. You're going to be refreshed in the presence of God. You're going to, hallelujah, have wings like eagle, and you're going to soar on high for the glory of God. Put your hands together, bless the name of Jesus Christ, and say, youthfulness, youngness, hallelujah, renewal, revival is mine in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a demon. You just said, I do. Makes you feel like everything is over. Life is over, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your heart and say, deliverance is mine in the name of Jesus. I command that demon to leave my body. I command that demon to leave my mind. I command that demon to leave my spirit, my home, my family, my children, my partner, my spouse. I command it to leave my church in the name of Jesus Christ. My youth is renewed like that of an eagle in the name of Jesus. See, the more you begin to think like that, a spirit of infirmity can work. Then without you realizing, all the sickness that you should never have in your life begins to crop up. Are you with me? But tonight it is broken. I said tonight is broken. Tonight it is broken. In the name of Jesus. Tonight it is broken. In the name of Jesus. Tonight it is broken out from your lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. She just happened to be in a place of divine portal. She just walked in. The Lord set her free. Praise the Lord. Some of you who are over 70, 75, you're going to step out like Abraham after this message. Some of you who are crossed over 80, you're going to go, you know, over 80, you're going to go and say, I'm going to evangelize more. I'm going to be like Caleb. I'm going to take this mountain. Some of you are going to see youthfulness come back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the name of Jesus Christ. You know, if God said to Abraham at the age of 99, next year you shall have a child. At 100, Abraham could have sat there and said, 99 years nothing happened, 99 years nothing happened, I don't think anything good will happen, 99 years I waited, nothing happened. Abraham could have sat there, but Abraham said, it doesn't matter what didn't happen for the last 99 years, hallelujah, what matters is what's going to happen from my age 100 onwards. I'm going to enjoy the blessing of God, I'm going to see the laughter of God, I'm going to see Isaac manifested in my life, hallelujah, I'm going to see the blessing of God. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you with me still? Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't look that old to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You can afford to smile. You don't look that old. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't feel old. Don't feel as if your life is over. Hallelujah. Look at somebody over 60, over 70, over 80. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory and say, hallelujah. You don't look old. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to be renewed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So self-deliverance. We need to be delivered. In other words, there are three areas of trouble that normally happens in people's lives. Three areas of trouble. The first trouble is what is called a devil-caused or devil-induced trouble. I want you to open your mouth and say that. A devil-induced trouble. Devil-induced trouble. The book of Job chapter 1 tells us that Job was a man who feared God. He was very wealthy. But one day Satan came to God and said to God, listen, Job is worshipping you and serving you because you have been too good to him. You blessed him with Ferraris, you blessed him with Lamborghinis, you blessed him with Porsche, you blessed him with, you know, Vans, you blessed him with Toyota Corolla, you blessed him so much with good houses and plantations and all that. That's why he's worshipping you. And it is true, there are many who come to church just for these blessings. If these blessings are not happening in their lives, then they will say, I don't think I'll worship God anymore. There are people who get discouraged in the church because they couldn't buy their dream car. relationship with God is never based on you enjoying the material world. Are you with me? If Satan was to ask that about you today, to God, listen, this person is here because you've been good to him. You've given him good health. You've given him a great marriage. You've given him great children. And if the enemy should test you, how many of you would say, Lord, no matter what, even if I don't have anything that is material in this world, even if I don't have strength in my body, still I'm going to glorify you, Jesus. Jesus, you are my master. You are my Lord. You are my Redeemer. I will worship you. I will serve you. I will belong to you. God is looking for a generation of people who will have Jesus alone as their strength and as their treasure. I mean, Job was incredibly wealthy. He had camels, he had donkeys. The camels are like, the Ferrari at those times. Plenty of camels. The donkeys are like, the Corolla. I'm riding a donkey. The horses are like the Mercedes Benz. I pray that God blesses some of you with all these kind of nice, good vehicles. Amen. But even if that not be there, I'm going to serve Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He lost everything. He lost his houses, his businesses, his wealth. He lost everything. As a matter of fact, his wife came and said to him, curse God and die. As a matter of fact, many Bible scholars believe that the wife actually left him after that. There are many wives who leave their husbands when the Benz car goes. There are many wives who leave their husbands, who make their husbands' lives miserable when there is no money in the bank. This woman finally left him. Yesterday night I was with a man of God who said, Pastor, this particular person is a servant of God, one of the most powerful men of God in Kerala. He, his wife just walked out on him. But the entire church stood faithful with him because they know their pastor. Just like that. But amidst that, Job knelt down and worshiped the Lord. How do you deliver yourself if it is a Satan-induced problem? If it's a Satan-induced trouble, stay faithful to God, continue to worship the Lord, and God will restore you double for all your trouble. Praise the Lord. Everything that you lost, God will restore back. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, restoration is yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Restoration is mine in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that you lost, God will restore back. Just stay faithful to God. Faithful to God. This woman obviously came back when the car came. And obviously he had 10 more children, double more children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The way for you to walk out from a Satan-induced problem is worship. Look at somebody and say, the way for you to walk out of a devil-induced problem is to worship. Is to worship. Amen. Parameshwar ko aaradhana karna. Worship him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ranchi people, I'll be ministering to you tomorrow in Hindi. Okay? Just bear up with my English today. Acts 16, verse 26. Acts of the Apostles, the 16th chapter, verses 25-26.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We know that scripture. Read one more, Acts chapter 16 and verse 16. Acts 16, 16th verse.
And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us.
Enough. Here, Paul is going on his first missionary journey. And the Bible says, as he went in prayer, a certain woman possessed with the spirit of divination. The original translation uses the word the spirit of a python. Spirit of a python. She was possessed with the spirit of a python, and she came against Paul. Now there are different types of snakes. There is the snake that will spit venom out. There is the snake that will bite you and inject venom. But python is different. Python does not kill somebody by biting them or injecting them with venom. A python will get on top of a tree, lie down there, and wait for a prey. When the prey comes, the python will fall onto it and will begin to coil it. Will begin to coil and will begin to skewer. You know where? In the area of the ribs. So that the person breathes out and then it coils you, tightens you. So you can't take another breath. Then again, you somewhat try to breathe, it coils you further. You can't breathe out. So the spirit of a python is something that comes against somebody to squeeze them, so that they no longer have wind inside of them, no longer air inside of them. The python does not break the bone normally. And that's the way the devil works. The devil, the bone signifies structure. The bone, the devil does not have a problem you having a structure. You calling yourself a Christian, the devil says that is fine. You calling yourself born again, sabash, bahut acha. You calling yourself a child of God, the devil says no problem. But the devil is scared and he tries to stop you from having breath. The breath signifies the anointing, the Holy Ghost, the presence of the Holy Ghost, the life of God flowing through you. You know, I was in Australia and we were driving down a lane and I saw this beautiful church and I said, what a beautiful church building. I said, what a beautiful building. Then I realized the structure is there, but no wind, no Holy Ghost. The structure is there. The devil doesn't have a problem you having a structure of marriage. There are people who are married, technically living in the same house, but no life inside. He doesn't have a problem you having a structure, an outward structure of a Christian, but you have no power inside. But I believe that tonight, when the word of God begins to enter your heart, God is going to set you free. The wind that you lost is going to come back. He's going to restore you anointing. You're going to have the life of God flowing through you. That which used you has to be broken off from your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Tries to, the spirit of a python squeezes your prayer life out. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. It uses the word of God is God breathed. In other words, the word of God is God's breath. So every time you read the word of God, you're breathing in the life of God. Are you with me? Somebody breathe in. Let your asthma go. Just breathe in. Let your respiratory system problems go. Just breathe in. Come on, church. Huh? The Bible, when you read, you're breathing in the presence of God. And when you exhale, that is prayer. When you say, thank you, Jesus, I pray. The word of God and prayer is the only thing that will keep you in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? If you're with me, say amen. And there are so many people who don't read the Bible. They carry the Bible, they never read it. How can you have life inside of you? There are so many people who don't pray. How can you have the breath of God inside of you? The enemy, look at 16th chapter, 16th verse. Look at it. Please, read it one more time. Acts 16, 16. Acts 16, 16th verse.
And it came to pass. As we went to prayer.
When the spirit of Python came, when they went to pray. Enough. You can read that less of it later. When they went in to pray, a woman possessed with the spirit of Python came. Isn't it amazing? You know, we have... You know, sometimes our phone can be a weapon of mass distraction. Weapon of mass distraction. Huh? Your phone, your iPad, your TV. Weapon of mass distractions. Even people cannot even pray without being distracted by looking at messages. They've lost that communion with the Lord of just keep your phone apart. Away. Keep your iPad away. Off the computer. Off the TV. Kneel down in the presence of God. Open the Bible. Read it. Kneel down. Cry before God. Worship Him. And you will see the Holy Spirit of God showing up in your life like never before. The breath of God entering and everything that was squeezing your life will be broken off in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody lift your hands and say amen to that. Hallelujah. The spirit of Python squeezes your finances. It was Paul's first missionary journey. The enemy squeezes. Paul's first missionary journey, he couldn't expand much in that journey. Just like it happened for me in Australia this time. The main meeting that I went to, I preached. But the rest of the things that God wanted to do over in Australia, I could feel the demonic presence in the room on the final day of the convention. And it was a serpent. I mean, I was just feeling just constrained. I just don't know how to say it. I knew this. Just to stop the work of God from expanding in that continent. But wherever the enemy fights, God gives you the greatest victories. Praise the Lord. God has got a harvest. Hallelujah. For His kingdom in that land. Hallelujah. God will send forth His anointing and His servants and a team from our church right up there. Hallelujah. To expand and flourish in the gospel's work in that land. Amen. Praise the Lord. Here you will find in that journey, Paul cast out the spirit from this woman. And there were a lot of people making money out of this woman. And when they knew, you can read the chapter later, their source of profit was gone. They got so upset. The that they began to actually hit Paul and Silas and put them into the prison. Are you with me? But the mistake that the devil made was that he put them in the same prison. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. If Paul was put with some other backslider, with another drunkard in another prison, nothing would have happened. You know, the church is the largest organization in this world, the Church of Jesus Christ. It's there across the world. Do you know any organization that is so huge, that is across the world, that will have its CEO or boss coming for every meeting? No. But Jesus alone said, where two or three are gathered in my name. Where two or three are gathered in my name, whether it be in Africa, whether it be in India, whether it be in Ranchi, whether it be in Germany, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, where two or three are gathered, hallelujah, avan avade irangi varum, hallelujah, Jesus Christ will come up in that place, hallelujah. While Paul and Silas began to worship the Lord, the presence of God came down in that prison and broke apart the chains and opened the prison doors. What am I trying to tell you? Agreement in prayer. Husband and wives, if you pray together, the spirit of Python is broken off. You will expand, you will grow, the prison door will open, chains will fall apart. Church, if we together we worship in the name of Jesus Christ, every chain will fall apart, every bondage will break. Hallelujah. That is why we worship a living God. If you are excited, lift your voice, lift your hearts to Jesus, give him all the glory, magnify his name. Let every chain be broken off from your life in the name of Jesus tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. രണ്ടു പേർക്ക് കൈകൊടുത്തിട്ട് വരും, ഒരുമിച്ച് നമ്മൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചാ. വെറുപ്പ് വെച്ചോണ്ടല്ല, വൈരാഗ്യം വെച്ചോണ്ടല്ല. If we pray together in forgiveness, in love, in humility, if we worship, the spirit of Python is broken off. Nothing can squeeze your marriage. Nothing can squeeze your children. Nothing can squeeze your finances. Nothing can fuse your progress in life. Hallelujah. It is broken off when we pray together in the name of Jesus, when we worship the living God. So, it's already 10 o'clock. I could only start with one. Three kinds of trouble. Praise the Lord. Amen. അടുത്തേക്ക് നാളത്തെ പറ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കണമെന്ന് പറ ഇന്ന് മുതൽ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു തുടങ്ങണമെന്ന് പറ ആരാധിച്ചു തുടങ്ങണമെന്ന് പറ Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The second trouble is what is called. Are you with me still? Self-caused trouble. Not devil-caused. Self-caused trouble. The Gospel of Luke chapter 15. The younger son, the prodigal son, was in the pigsty because of his own nature, his own self. God or the father did not put him in that pigsty. He chose to walk away from the father's house. He chose to walk. In the last days, I believe when Jesus comes, when we all have to stand before the judgment seat of God, I strongly feel, you know, the devil might stand next to some of you and say, I didn't do anything to this person. He himself caused this trouble. I didn't even go near his family. I didn't even go near his life. He's chumma blaming me. Self caused trouble. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 26. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 26. Are you enjoying the word of God tonight? 2 Timothy chapter 2 26.
That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
Sudhijo, that they may recover themselves and come out of the snare of the devil after having been taken captive to do his will. They may recover themselves. The younger son, when he was in the pigsty, the Bible says he came to his senses. He recovered himself. Suddenly realized, hey, I have a nice father. A loving father. Anytime you come to your senses that God is a loving God, a merciful God, that he will take you back if you walk back the steps. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You will be free out of the snare of the devil. They came out of the snare of the devil by coming to their senses. Not only came to the senses, but he began to walk back. Look at somebody and say, you need to walk back. Sometimes people come to their senses and they sit like that. Cheriya kolla devan nallavana pastor okka nallada church okka nallada aaradhana okka kollam ella nallada nende ponnu suhurth irunnittu nadakkirichu. Come walk back. When Moses went to Egypt and said to the children of Israel, God is going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, not only did they believe the word, but they walked out of Egypt. If they said, I believe the word, and they sat like that, thank you Lord, they would still have been in Egypt. But they walked. Look at somebody and say, you need to walk. You need to walk. Some of you will feel, you know, your guilt and shame and fear and insecurity just leaving your life the moment you walk back into the presence of God. The moment you start walking back into the ways of God, you will see everything broken off from your life. The third one, and I close, it is God caused trouble. God caused trouble. The book of Jonah chapter 1. Because of lack of time, I'm not going to preach it. But Jonah decided to take another direction. Say that with me. Jonah decided to take another direction. God gave him a direction. This is where you go. But he decided he would take another direction. God said, go to Nineveh. He said, I will go to Tarshish. There are times when God calls a preacher and says, you go to this land, and they'll say, no Lord, I will go to America. God says, you humble yourself. God says, no, I will exalt myself. I mean, they take their own direction. And they wonder why one storm after the other is coming. The storm came. Everybody in the boat thought they would lose their lives because of one man. Can you imagine that? they began to empty the cargo. They began to lose the goods in the ship. All because of one man. Because he is bent on going his own way. There are people who are bent on doing their own thing, going their own way. And they lose things. They lose meaningful relationships. They lose precious gifts that God has given them. They lose their friends. They lose everything. But God wants you to walk in His way. The whole ship literally was going to sink because of one man. If you and your family will pray, your entire family will be set free. Jonah might have never fasted before that. But when he fell into the water, when they threw him into the water, and when he was in the stomach of the whale, he's forced to fast. Some people are like that, no? But fast here, then no copy would chillingly gas. I see the girl but then a gas will only. വെള്ളം പോലും കുടിക്കില്ലെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് ഡ്രിപ്പ് ഇട്ട് കഴിയുമ്പോൾ ഒറ്റ കിടപ്പ് കിടക്കും. എന്നാൽ ജീവൻ ഉള്ളപ്പം നീ ഉപവസിച്ചൊന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചെങ്കിൽ, പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. സം ഓഫ് us, we quote Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that's fashioned against us shall prosper. We shall refute every tongue that rises against us in judgment. But this scripture is not for the Christian. This scripture is not for the born again. It's not for the Christian. When you look at that scripture, it says there, no weapon that's fashioned against you shall prosper. You shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of God. In other words, you have to offer yourself to serve the Lord. Look at somebody and say, you've got to serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You've got to serve the Lord. And I don't mean coming onto the stage and taking the mic, but you dedicate your life to serve Jesus wherever you are. You can witness to somebody, you can invite somebody for the prayer, you can call somebody, you can share the word that you heard here with somebody, you can bless somebody, you can intercede for somebody. You're dedicating your life to serve the Lord. Some of you have a calling of serving the Lord, but you're bent on going your own direction. You leave it to other pastors, other men of God, other people. And that is why problems don't leave your life. But you can be delivered. Are you with me? You can be delivered if you will surrender yourself to serve Jesus Christ, the only living God. Submit to Him and say, Lord, all through my life, hallelujah, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And your sickness will go, your bondage will break, the evil power will have no more dominion over you. The power of God shall come upon you. If you believe, then lift your hand and shout unto Jesus and say, hallelujah. Give a shout offering to Jesus. Give a huge shout offering to Jesus this night. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, this is the word. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Tonight, God wants you to have deliverance. Jesus is the deliverer. If it is a demonic problem, stay faithful to the Lord. Stay united and worship the Lord. The demonic power will be broken off. Don't run away. Don't hide. come into the presence of God. If it is a self-induced problem, come to your senses. There is no greater joy than serving the Lord. There is no greater love than the Father's love. Come to your senses. What are you living for? Who are you living for? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and should lose his soul? Come to your senses. Take those steps back to the Father's house. He will accept you back. There is no sin that he cannot forgive. He wants to give you a fresh beginning, a fresh start. If it's a trouble caused by God, because you rebel and go your own way, then don't fight the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for my rebellion. I don't want to go my own way. I dedicate my life to serve you. Would you either stand up or kneel down in the presence of God tonight? If you're making those surrenders before the Lord, I don't want to close the meeting without you dedicating your life back to the Lord. There is no love like my Father's love. Open your heart and say, Jesus, I receive your word. I receive your word of deliverance over every area of my life. Over my life, over my family, over my church, over my relationships. Jesus, I submit to you. I resist the enemy. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me for going my own way. Forgive me for my own rebellion. Forgive me for my sins, Lord. Cleanse me with your precious blood. I surrender to you. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I dedicate my life once again to serve you. Accept me, Lord. I consecrate myself to you. I renounce the devil. I renounce the evil one. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. Jesus, I submit to you. Anoint me with the Holy Spirit. Help me to be a worshiper. Help me to see divine deliverance and restoration in my life. I thank you for your miracle working power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And lift your hearts, lift your hands, and thank the Lord from your hearts this evening. Thank the Lord from your hearts this evening. Thank the Lord from your hearts this evening.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord from your heart this evening.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.